הרמב״ם, הלכות תשובה, פרק שביעי, הלכה א', הועיל ורשות כל אדם נתונה לו, כמו שביארנו, ישתדל האדם לעשות תשובה ולנעור כפיו מחטאיו כדי שימות, והוא בעל תשובה, כדי שיזכה לחיי העולם הבא. הרמב״ם in the previous chapter went through a whole philosophical discussion how human beings have free will. And God doesn't interfere with the free will of human beings. And therefore, since a person has this free will, he should exercise it by making teshuvah and cleaning himself up from his sins in order that when he dies, after 120, he will be considered a ba'al teshuvah and he will go to olam haba, lechabet. Le'olam yireh adam et atzmo kilu hu noteh lamut. V'shem miyamut b'sha'to v'nimsa omed b'chata'av. V'fichach ישוב מחטאיו מיד, ולא יאמר כשאזכין אשוב, שמא ימות קודם שיזכין. הוא ששלמה אומר בחוכמתו, בכל עת יהיו בגדיך לבנים, ושמן על ראשך אל יחסר. The Rambam says that a person doesn't know when he's going to die. Not everybody is זוכה to אריכות ימים or to זקנה. And therefore a person shouldn't say, well, when he comes a זקן, so then already I'll make a teshuvah. So you might not reach zikna. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said, that at all times your clothes should be white, which means if a person's young, he should make the teshuvah immediately, because one does not know what the future holds. Halakha Gimal. Ve'al ta'amen she'en ha'teshuvah ela ma'averot she'yesh ben ma'aseh kegon zenut ve'gezel ve'geneva kishem she'sarich adam lashuv me'elu כך הוא צריך לחפש בדעות רעות שיש לו ולשוב מהן. מן הכעס, ומן האיבה, ומן הקנאה, ומן התחרות, ומן ההיתור, ומן רדיפת הממון והכבוד, ומרדיפת המאכלות, ומכיוצא בהן. מן הכל צריך לחזור בתשובה. ואלו העוונות קשים מאותם שיש בהם מעשה. שבזמן שאדם נשקע באלו, קשה הוא לפרוש. וכן הוא אומר, יעזוב רשע דרכו, Harabban says that not only does one have to make teshuvah from his bad deeds, meaning he commits gezel, genevah, zinut, immorality or thievery and things like that, that's vadai. But he says a person also has to rid himself and make teshuvah from the corruptness of his character traits. For example, he has to make teshuvah on anger, or if the person is, Eva, where he's argumentative, has bad midot, or let's say jealousy, or competitiveness, or the way he says, redifat ha-mamon, a person has a certain desire, overly prioritizing money, or running after kavod, or running after food, and things like that. So that's also needs teshuvah. Nobody would ever think you have to have teshuvah because, you had lusts in eating, maybe kosher food, or because you got angry a few times. And Imam said that's even worse. Why? Because these things become second nature, become part of a person. And that's what the Navi writes, Ya'azov Rasha Darko. Darko is his derech. His derech means his way. And therefore, our Imam is giving us a tremendous yesod, that midot ra'ot also is part of the teshuvah process, that a person has to repent from the flaws in his character traits. And the Ba'alei Musar say that most sins, if not all of them, are a result from bad character, which is the underpinnings of all sin. You could find it somewhere in a flaw in character. So that's the real teshuvah. Once a person fixes the foundation, then already it's much easier for him to fix the actual deeds that might not be correct.